Dale Klusman, city administrator.
All right, Dale. Well, last night Concordia met to have a regularly scheduled Board of Aldermen meeting. Let's get started with one of the first things I'd like to talk about, the proposed ordinance amending certain funds for the City Concordia for the fiscal year of 2014-2015 budget.
And this is kind of become something that we do at every meeting. Basically, we just have to keep an eye on the budget, and if we have expenditures or revenues that's greater than what we anticipated or less than what we anticipated, then we can go ahead and pass budget amendments. That being said, we are approaching the end of our fiscal year. That would be on March 31st. So there was a few of them that we know there's going to be no more expenditures, and so we were able to do amendments so that we can get closer to the finishing balances, which will, of course, be the beginning balances of next year.
Very good. All right, another one. You guys had a presentation for the water meter maintenance program?
Right. This water meter maintenance program is something that Utility Services has done, and it's what it is basically, you know, a lot of your smaller towns, smaller water systems are not able to afford the technology that a lot of your big cities have multiple meters and are able to spread that out. Utility Services has gotten into the fields where they are able to, in essence, purchase the meters, place the meters, and then provide all the radio read equipment, all the maintenance having to do with the radio read equipment, to give smaller entities the advantage of the bigger entities, which is more accurate readings of meters in a more timely manner, and because they're electronic meters compared to, like, even what we use, which is called a touch read meter, you're able to get a lot more information. Instead of reading the meters once a month and having that information, it actually downloads often, so you can, in essence, catch patterns of leaks and items like that. So it can be used as a diagnostic tool as much as anything else. It's not cheap, but what they do, they're able to spread the cost out over, like in our case, it was for 7 years. We did not have a dollar figure to it because we're still working on the amount of meters and the types of meters. It is one thing that, because of the additional accuracy, you're able to regain revenues, and that will offset, projected-wise, it will offset the cost of the first 7 years annually by the revenues that you generate. When I say that, an average meter will read out, if you test it, it will read out about 93% accurate on the low flow. That's been determined basically by a national study. So in other words, for every $100 that goes through there, you're only collecting 93. With the new electronic style meters, you're much more accurate. I'm not saying 100%, but you're much more accurate. So you will get many more dollars coming in because of the more accurate reads. We are looking at going into this service maintenance contract with them. No decision was made last night. It was just an informational presentation, but it is something that we're looking at.
It sounds like it would be a very convenient and good action for the city to take, absolutely.
Well, and with all the savings in labor, when it comes time to print the bills, instead of having to go and physically read each meter or place this radio read device that we have on, touch read, we have to still go out and touch every meter. This would all be done in City Hall and over the computer, and when you hit a button, you can process all the readings there. So it will cut down on the billing time also.
Another area, discussion of trash service contract. Now, this is something that you guys have had and been discussing for the past few months now. Where are you guys at in that process?
I made the final recommendation as to what, you know, I took a culmination of everything we've discussed previously. I presented to the board a final specification where we can go out for a request for qualifications and a request for bid. I reviewed with them. We will be having, they did authorize that we go ahead and advertise this, so we will be sending those out, and we will be advertising. April 17th is when the bid packets will be due back at City Hall. And in a nutshell, one thing we're doing a little different this year, on March 25th at 2 o'clock, we will be having a pre-bid meeting with the interested parties. And we're going to just kind of, you know, lay out some of the new items that we've included in this bid package. We hope to have a successful bidder, in essence, sign a contract by June 1st. Our date for our existing contract to terminate is September 30th, so we could have, you know, we have that 90-day time if our present contractor doesn't get it, that we're able to meet our contractual demand, if you will, that, you know, we give them 90 days notice. So that's why we're doing it so early in the year.
Very good. All right, now down to the last couple of things here. The police department went out to look for a few new sidearms for their police department. You guys basically just had a discussion on the amount that was quoted to them. Is that correct?
Right. We had Glock, and I apologize right up front. I don't understand everything about guns, but we have been using Glock 40 calibers, but like with everything else, they have different generations of them. I believe ours was a generation 2 or 3. And the Glock representative came in, and we were able to continue the use of the Glock gun. They actually quoted for the replacement of our guns, basically giving us approximately $250 per gun. We're looking at 6 guns. The price that they were able to quote us, the difference came out to $984 for the 6 guns, and the board did authorize going ahead and making that trade.
Absolutely, that's a pretty good cost. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about, you guys are looking at a monthly bass tournament at City Lake?
We were approached by U.S. Bassin. We've had tournaments out here before, but this is a little bit different type of tournament in that it is a qualifying tournament for the regional tournament, which will be held at a different site. U.S. Bassin is an organization, and I just wanted them to be aware of the fact that unlike some of our other tournaments, they're coming in here, this being a qualifying tournament, their members are actually covered under an insurance policy, which is a little bit different. So if there's anything torn up or anything like that, it is taken care of. They will be holding it from April till August, and it will always, you know, it will be what they're projecting is on the third Saturday of every month for those months. Kind of excited because it's not only a city thing or, you know, a county thing, but we're getting into where we're getting some of these qualifying tournaments out here too. So
absolutely. Sounds like some great news. And I know there's some avid fishermen around the area, so that's pretty exciting news for Concordia.
Right. And the way I understand it, in order to qualify for the tournament, you must be a member of U.S. Bassin, but that won't be a problem because the same day as the tournament, they will be out there selling memberships. So if someone wants to go out and they don't know tournament fishing all that well and they want to get their feet wet, I don't know how much a membership is to it, but I'm sure that there'd be representatives out there to talk U.S. Bassin with interested people.
Very good. All right, well, Mr. Klusman, thank you so much for talking with us. Is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know?
No, I believe that that's everything that we covered last night.
Very good.